Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 3rd of August and topic Shaitan. Taharat.
Then regarding Shaitan, it's a very interesting topic, and I hope Allah will help me to be able to raise the issue properly, because sometimes, not always, you can make the point clear. Before I start that, I would like to start with questions that remains from previous weeks. There was one question, but the person who sent the question is not here, so probably I leave that for next session. What you have to learn for understanding of Shaitan, and many other things in Quran, understanding of it is very much relates to understanding of nafs, as I said, and because we want to understand things and foresee, and also in understanding of this, we also have to understand the universes, which was awalim, which we discussed before. What we talk here first is what is called potencies of nafs. They also refer to this as faculties. You might see this word as faculties. Why I have used potencies? Because, as I said, I want to have a clear reference to someone's translation. And I have chosen the text and materials of Professor Chitik, the American professor, which is very good in this type of topics. So he has, though he has also, I think he has said faculties, but he has said he prefers to use the word potency. And I take it that he knows English better than me in this context, especially. Nafs, everyone's nafs, had seven potencies. Or quwat. In Arabic, is it correct to say quwat?
Quwat.
The plural of it will be what? Plural. Quwat is single, isn't it?
Yes, quwat is single.
And plural?
Quwat.
Quwat. Okay. But the writing is correct with te at the end?
The
writing that I put there, you can't see. With the ta at the end. Is it written like that in Arabic?
No, it's
you can't see. Because our projector is very...
The single is huwa, no, huwa. Without a ta.
Without?
Huwa ya maqtua.
Oh, okay. And without te or with te?
The single is te, huwa.
Okay, but...
There
huwa. Alright.
Okay.
Alif maqtua. I know what is alif maqtua. Okay, the seven potencies are five senses plus khiyal plus wahy. We all know what are the senses, so we don't need to talk about senses. And the other thing is khiyal, which I think we have spoken about khiyal in the past, so there is no problem about khiyal or imagination. Khiyal is imagination. And the other is wah. It's very important that we learn wah. What is wah? Wah, I know by default, Persians, Iranians and Arabs, and maybe Afghanis too, they refer to it usually as khiyal sometimes. Am I right? But in technical terms, wah is not khiyal. In technical terms, wah is, let me show one of these. In technical term, as you see, I don't know if you can read any of those writing, but the top was, you start from Alam al-Ilah was Alam al-Akh, right? If you see underneath, I have made Alam al-Akh two ways. Let me see. Here, let's put it this way. This is as a whole, it shows the relationship of Akh and Wah. What does that mean? That means the bottom part, bottom of the Akh is Wah. So this means, they call it, they say aql as-saqit means descended aql is wah. So they have very similar nature, but definitely they are very different as well. I go back to this. Wahm in English, I just wanted to show you the place of it in this hierarchy of universes. In the hierarchy of universes is Aql. You used to know, you always thought is Aql and then Khiyal and then Matter. But it is still the same hierarchy, but just before Khiyal and lower than Aql is Wahm. Yeah, it's between Khiyal. Wahm is, they say, Quwwa Wahm or potency of Wahm has one look, one side of it looks at Khiyal, one side of it looks at Aql. So that means it's between Aql and Khiyal. So they, in English they have, I saw again Professor Chittick had translated this into sense intuition. Sense intuition shows that it is sense related, but in the meantime it has got a degree of disengagement. Do you all remember disengagement? Tajarrud?
Yes.
Abu Nur, you were here when you discussed disengagement? You said, I just do this once more quickly. Ahsan. That's tajarrud, yeah? In Arabic, we understand it even better, right? So, it has got a level of tajarrud, definitely. There is no matter in it. So, it is mujarrad. But it is not mujarradul aqli, because it does not reach to aql. It is mujarrad from matter, it is mujarrad from khiyal too. But it is not, it doesn't reach to aql. Then what is it? You still need more explanation as to what type of thing it is. I read from what I a definition of Professor Chittick about it. Says sense intuition, the perception of an intelligible. Remember, intelligible was ma'aqul, right? Something which if you think about this becomes ma'aqul, right? Perception of intelligible. When we want to do idrak of and a ma'aqul, idrak of ma'aqul. I'm trying purposely use these words because these words are more meaningful in the context. Idrak was understanding, right? Idrak. Idrak of this at the highest level makes it ma'aqul for me. I become aqil, this becomes ma'aqul. So the perception of intelligible meaning while attributing the meaning to a particular sensory thing. What does that mean? That means, do you remember I said, look at this, and what are you all could see this. So the sense of sighting or seeing is used. So at first level of idrak or first level of perception was you using your sense, that's seeing it. The second level was, I said, close your eyes and have the picture in you.
Yeah.
That was in Alam al-Khiyal, right? You all remember that?
Yeah.
It is in your Alam al-Khiyal. Then I told you, close your eyes and think about the universality of this, the purpose of a telephone, a mobile phone. You all understand the purpose of a mobile phone. That purpose itself is in Alam al-Aql. Purpose of mobile phone, that's something which makes me communicate while I'm on the move, for instance. While I'm on the move, I can use a mobile phone, right? Or, can I borrow your pen? If you do this with this pen, to do more, one level of tajarrud is you close your eyes, you have the picture. You have made one level of tajarrud. And again, another level of tajarrud, you make it ma'aqul or intelligible for yourself. That means you think of, when you think about that instrument which you can write with, right? That instrument you can write with. It doesn't necessarily mean you're not talking about this pen. You're not talking about anything that it can you can write with. Even later on you will learn that even aql itself, aql is something that it writes. And nafs is something like nafs. Is something which is written on it. Aql is the writer, nafs is like a piece of paper. So even aql, later on we learn, when we close our eyes, we want to do ta'aql about, you want to think of in alam aql of something which writes. It can be even aql, it can be this pen, it can be anything, it can be chalk, you write it on blackboard. And these pens on the whiteboard. This is an old pen. Okay? Now, at the same time, if you can think of the same, this is very important, and I want Allah to help me to make it understand. It's difficult for me to say it, but it's not difficult to understand. The same universality of this pen for this pen only. Because at the previous stage, you think about something you can write with, not this pen. That is aql. What if you bring that something that you can write with to this particular pen? Universality of pen in this particular pen. So another word, this becomes wah. Another word, individuation. They call it individuation. When you attribute something of alam aql to an individual thing in where you can see it. The writing of a pen, when it comes to this pen, becomes wahm. I know I was not able to say it very good, but looking at your faces, when you go one level up from alam khiyal, right? Alam khiyal had only the image. The same thing, without the material part of it, was alam khiyal. That's the picture and the image in your imagination. Now you go one level higher, you reach the meaning of the universality of a pen. A pen that can write. Okay? A pen that can write. Now if you are able to bring that meaning into this, only this pen, but only from that aspect, that is an instrument that you can write with. You have the meaning, universal meaning of a pen, but only for this pen, not for, because if the meaning, there is a meaning for pen as a whole, as a universal meaning. But when you attribute, you apply that meaning to one pen, that's the moment you are into individual, so something out of that very general meaning. It comes back to an individual pen. That makes that is called wahm. Wahm is higher than alam khiyal. It's not only an image. It's not an image. It's lower than alam aql. It's not that very universal pen that does not relate to this. Because when you think of universal pen, you do not think of this. But if you can bring it, that the meaning of the universal pen, you can bring it to this pen, that becomes wah. Okay? I know.
Why it becomes wah?
The reason it becomes wahm, because the moment they say in Arabic or Farsi, they use the word of juz'iyat. Attention to juz'iyat is wahm. You know juz'iyat? Attention to juz'iyat is wahm. Attention to kulliyat is aql. Right? So the difference between aql and wahm is aql is about kulliyat. It's about universalities. But wahm is about juz'iyat. Juz'i in English, they say individuality. The individuality, that this very pen is a juz'i. It's not something kulli.
But universality in
kulliyat. Kulli, yeah. Kulli. So anything in alam al-kulli, in universal of kulli. Anything in alam al-kulli, in the, what's going on? Anything in alam kulli, in the, when you think about the meaning of it and you do not bring it down to any, let me give you another example. Say we think about, we talk about water. Okay, water, when it's in the material level, we all know what it is. When you disengage it one level, you imagine just the image of the water is in your mind. That's another level. That's mujarrad in your khiyal. Then you make another level of tajarrud. You take it to, now I'm going based on my today's order. I'm not going to aql now. First matter, then khiyal, then wahm, then aql. Okay? You go this way. water. Water, I have to, I will wait because I want Abu Nur to understand this.
Yeah. Can we talk about one that is another universe or is it included in the universe of Earth? By the lower surface?
Part of the universe.
They are.
Part of the universe of Earth.
See, the point here is. You can categorize universes in many different ways. Shahwat or qadab, they are not any tool for any idrak or any understanding, isn't it? Like when you do, for instance, shahwat is only using the sense of lamaste, is touching. Otherwise, itself is not a wasile for making any idrak. So, do you understand? Do you see the?
Sometimes, for Omar Rabir, sometimes when you hear something, could be when I say something bad for you, your Rabir would be go up because you would be become sorry, mad. I mean, because you hear something, somebody said something bad to you. And this is what unless if you sort of control this force, that we are controlling the Omar Rabir, and also the Omar Shahwiya, if you see it's sin or texture or things, it comes to, if you change you from status normal to abnormal.
Yeah.
And also, this thing, I think.
Abu Nur, I think the difference between adawat and what did you say?
Sifat.
That makes make it a bit more clear. The thing is, we are talking about the adawat or the tools of nafs for understanding, right? These tools, Allah has put them in the nafs for understanding or idrak. But huwa ghazabiyya and shahbiyya and shaytaniyya, there is another thing, shaytaniyya. These are all three. They are not a tool for any understanding. They are something that exists in the nafs because of combination of matter with ruh. But they also, I have seen that in many writings, refer to them as quwwah. Because the fact that they refer to them as quwwah, that makes this confusion. If that's why I tried here, I say potency, so that we do not mix up this with those things. So potency or quwwah in this sense context is a tool that exists in the nafs for understanding. So those quwwah are like attributes of the nafs inside the nafs. Let's not call those quwwah, but I know they are referred to as quwwah. So five senses plus khiyar plus van, they are the seven. Is there anything we have left out of tools of understanding and quwwah of nafs and potencies of nafs? Ahsan. So we have left out aql, okay? Alright, that's probably the most important tool of idrakat.
So what do you mean by idrakat?
Idrak means understanding.
Understanding.
Right. See the whole issue that do you remember once I discussed about hayat and death in one of our sessions, and we sort of concluded that hayat and maut, or hayat and death, or life and death, are not what we have perceived so far. By default we know that death is means I lose this material body and then I become alive in alam barzakh.
That you explain death is the change of status.
Change of status, exactly. Then we talked about, I spoke very shortly about the issue that hayat, the real hayat, is idrakul ilmi, understanding something. So then we if you remember, we compared the understanding of a plant. Do you remember understanding of a plant was very little bit of understanding of a solid thing like water compared to plant has very little understanding. At least plant has more idrak, there is motion in it. And then we compared hayvan, animal, with plant. Right? We saw there is more and understanding, because at least Hayvan has got five senses, whereas plant has got only probably one sense, that is touching sense, right? But Hayvan has got five distinct senses, that there is more understanding. Then it becomes to insan. Insan has got also even more understanding. Then we compare the insan with insan alim. He said, insan alim, knowledgeable insan, has got even more understanding. So the real hayat is the more understanding, and the real this is what is not understanding. Pure illiteracy is you can imagine, if you take all the universes, take all the universes as the one global thing, which part of it is jamad, part of it is nabat, part of it is haywan, part of it is insan, which is aql also in it, or aql, yeah, aql. If you look at it as a whole one thing, you see the more you come from, the more you're top, there is more hayat. The more you come further down towards jamad, there is, you are coming towards death. Because what is this? This is means no sha'ur, no understanding, no idrak, that is real death. Okay? So I've left out aql purposely to say this, to reach to it later on. So as a whole we have eight, if you add aql to it, eight of potencies, if you like. And so can anyone tell me what does this hadith mean? Hell has got seven doors and heaven has got eight doors. So that means seven. If there is no aql with these seven potencies, we end up in hell. If we submit all these seven potencies to aql, the eighth door is the which takes everyone to heaven. Right? This is how I was saying the meaning of hadith and Quran and things becomes more understandable. So we pass to vocabulary development. This shows the status of Wahm among the other universes that we knew. Okay? Says imagination, Wahm and Aql. Then I've shown here this is as a whole as Aql, but the bottom part of it is Wahm.
We can't understand what you say, but we can't imagine that.
We can't?
About what?
We cannot imagine. This is only the first time I have spoken about it.
Yes.
Yeah, the further we go, we will know more.
If you can give more examples.
Okay, we will. And I've shown here, I wanted to show here, Wahm. If you see Wahm, I've made Wahm more darker here to show, they say Wahm is the gatekeeper. Wahm is gatekeeper, does not allow khiyal goes towards aql. If Wahm, they say, if Wahm, khiyal wants to go towards aql, they say, Wahm say, hey, stop, you cannot go any further. You have to become new, you have to put the image and everything behind. Otherwise you cannot go up.
Can you say that Wahm is controlled khiyal? It's just like with a direction, with an angular motion?
No, it doesn't control it. It's only the difference between Wahm and khiyal is in Wahm also there is no picture, there is no matter. There is only meaning. But is that meaning applies only to one particular thing. Mm-hmm. That meaning is about juz'i.
Tahdid
ahsan. Tahdid.
Wahm is more specific than aql. Aql is generally.
Exactly. Aql is very universal. As I said, when you are talking about anything in alam-e-wah, in alam-e-aql, we are not talking about any particular. Even when you do a disengagement, you do tajarrud of anything. You want to do tajarrud of this wall, or be tajarrud of this computer, or this camera. When you reach to the level of aql, then you only think about the camera at the level of aql is anything which can take those pictures. It doesn't mean that this camera. But if you think about this camera alone here, which with the meaning of what it does, that becomes juz'i or wahmi. Okay? But we talk about more about wahm when we go further, we understand more what the wahm is. But wahm stops khiyal. Because in khiyal, remember, in khiyal there is still image.
Khayal has got image, but Wahm has no image. In that sense, it's very similar to Aql, because in Aql, let's look at this: 5 by 4 = 20. This is a suratul aqliya, or they call it an intellectual form. In this intellectual form, or suratul aqliya, 4 by 5 = 20, right? This is as a whole, any 4 by any 5 = 20, this is a suratul aqliya. But the moment you take it, that 4 by 5 = 20, you apply that to 4 oranges by 5 oranges. Right? That 20, that becomes bad. Because you have paid attention to something. In Alamaq, you're not paying attention to anything in here, in around surrounding you. But again, there will be more talk of it. Relationship between universe of intellect and sense intuition, or Wahm, Aql and Wahm. Wahm is the lower part of Aql, or descended Aql. Okay? They have the same. They look the same, very much the same. That's why, as I said, a lot of times we think we are doing ta'aqul, whereas that's tawahum, that's not ta'aqul. That is only wahm. Because anything that you do, but you are bringing in mind something that is not, that cannot be aql, that is wahm. Fayyaz is very.
If we think about you and me, for example, me or Abu Nur, and Imani Abu Nur and Khayyam, and after that, take Abu Nur as a single person, Allah created him. And after that, if you go to the ta'aqul, it's to the insaniya, humanity.
Ah, sure.
So the human is human, so we say human.
Humanity.
Insaniya is ta'aqul. But a single person, I think about him, but Allah created him there, yeah. So he's one. And then the khayal, and then the.
Exactly. The moment you come to khayal, then you have his picture. But if you pass the picture of Abu Nur and only take Abu Nur as an insan, as a human, but that humanity you think is still about Abu Nur, but without the picture of Abu Nur, that's Waham. And if you go beyond Abu Nur and say insan as a whole, any insan that Allah has created and has explained in Quran, all of those things about insan, that is in Alam al-Aql. Very good example. Thank you, Abu Nur. Thank you, Omen Nur. Omen Nur is always helping me. Thank you, Abu Nur, for giving us your example. So the difference is Wahm is descended type of Aql, Fayyaz. Aql and Wahm are of the same nature. And Wahm looks at universality of an individual thing, while Aql looks at universality only and has no attention to any individual at all. That's the same thing we discussed. Okay, let's not talk about domain of shaitan.
So Aql and Wahm is from the same nature, and Wahm and Khayal from the same nature?
No. Khayal has image, Wahm has no image at all. Don't forget this, the issue of this engagement, so that you do not confuse. In matter, you have image, you have madde. The moment you take it to khayal, you lose madde. You have the image, right? You close your eyes, you look at me, you have me in alam khayal. The moment you want to take me as to alam wah, you think about insan, but in Sayyid Bassam, not in Sayyid Bassam image, but in Sayyid Bassam, what you know of Sayyid Bassam, but you compare him with insaniya, right? So that's in alam wah.
How would you think of an individual person without?
Yes,
without,
I know.
Thinking about the image.
Oil fires, that's the whole difficulty, because we are so much used to think materially. Even the only little thing we can do more than alam matter is alam khiyar, because of the dream. Because the fact that Allah has given the dream, then we are able to go in a little bit into alam khiyar. But going to alam wahm is difficult. But I tell you where alam wahm comes. How you are using your alam wahm, but you do not notice
it. Right now it's easy to go to alam aql. You know how the way that you say it, but to alam wahm it's a little bit.
Yeah, you will see how you go there. Okay, now let's talk about domain of shaitan. I wanted to first get a bit of picture of those universes.
Domain of shaitan.
No, I just, domain means the
era, area, what do you call it? Domain in Farsi.
Ummat,
I don't know, Ummat in, is it Arabic?
No.
Not, I didn't say dome, domain. Domain means the area where Shaitan is. Zone of Shaitan, say zone of Shaitan. Shaitan's domain is Wahb, that's number one. Shaitan is called Sultanul Wahb. Okay? Yeah. See, I read this first and then come back and discuss it. Shaitan cannot enter domain of Aql. You know, we remember in Surah Baqarah when Allah orders, see, we were used to look at that story of Quran like a very disobedient and mawjud of Allah and all those things. I don't want to say no, that's wrong, but I want to give you a different angle to look at it. Shaitan cannot become the moment, if Shaitan had accepted to prostrate, to do sajda for insan, the moment he had immediately become, he had gone to Alam Akh. Shaitan cannot go to Alam Akh. Shaitan did sajda to insan because of Aql in insan. The purpose of Allah ordering everything to do sajda in insan was Aql, by which that insan could gain knowledge, plus that insan is the only thing that can have all the universes. You do not find any other creature that has got all other universes in it. If you look at Jamaat, it's only Jamaat. You look at Nabat has got only Jamad and Nabat in it. If you look at Haywan, you only see Haywan and Jamad and Nabat.
Can you repeat that?
I said, if you look at Surah Baqarah, you see, and Allah has asked every creature to do sajda for insan because of one, insan has got Aql, with which it can attain knowledge. Also, insan has got all the universes, whereas you cannot find any other thing that has got all universes. Nabat is only Nabat. Jamad is only Jamad. Nabat is only Jamad and Nabat, because every universe, as I said, has got the below the sub universe in it as well. Haywan has got only Haywaniyat and Nabatiyat and Jamadiyat, right? Do you all understand when I use these Arabic words?
Yes.
Yeah. And then when it comes to insan, it's only insan. Or even if we take Malaika, they don't have Alam al-Nabat and Jamad and Haywan. So they don't even understand. That's why they did not understand what Allah was talking about. So it is only insan who has got it. And that's why Shaitan was supposed to do sajda to insan. And Shaitan could not do sajda. If Shaitan did sajda, he would have entered Alam Akh, but he's not in Alam Akh. Okay? Shaitan is in Quran is spoken of in two words. One is Iblis, one is Shaitan. Iblis is especially where most of the places you see Quran. I saw today, I think there were 9 or 10 places Quran talks about Iblis. It's all about this issue of dialogue between Allah and Malaikatullah and Shaitan and insan. This is called Iblis. Whereas Shaitan includes Iblis as well as that Shaitaniyat. Shaitaniyat is, what is the characteristics of Shaitaniyat? Makr, cheating,
devil.
Is that devious things that about Shaitan? Shaitan normally do khud'a and makr and deceiving. These are of Shaitan. And if you notice in Quran, even Shaitan when talks to Allah, he says, "I go and deceive the people," because in reality, deception. Remember, this is why we say Shaitan is of Alam Ba'd. Deception is only in Alam Ba'd. Deception is not a reality. Shaitan can only make things look like something. It can make all those bad things that exist in Alam Maddeh, Shaitan do taz'een only. Make them look nice to us. Like when somebody goes outside and is walking in the street and look at a beautiful lady who is passing, Shaitan makes it look nice that that man wants to go and talk to that woman. It goes and he creates all those deceivings. So, you know, it doesn't matter, you can go and talk to him. Talking is not a sin, you cannot just talk because you may have the purpose of marrying. So Shaitan is creating all these grounds for us, giving us enough reason not to see the sin as sin. Thank you very much. That was very good. I don't know if it's in Quran or in Hadith. In Quran. I did not have.
For the people who want to reject him as wali or as.
Yeah. So another word, as you said, Shaitan is saying, I did not force him. You have not heard or you have not seen. Shaitan comes and takes somebody's hand, and when there is a knife, we need to say, put it into somebody's heart, right? It only creates things, deceive people. It says, do this, nothing will happen. Do that, nothing will happen. You want to do this, so it is only good. You want, you know, make things look nice for us. They accepted. Okay, so the domain of aql, a domain of Shaitan is not aql. Shaitan cannot, could have not even do sajda to insan. Domain of aql, another thing, domain of aql is free from Shaitan. That's why, if domain of aql was not free of Shaitan, Malaikatullah would also have Shaitan. And if they had Shaitan, then they had, like us, heaven and hell, and they had also the issue of judgment. That's why Malaika, angels, do not have any judgment. Because, why Fayyaz? Why? Why Malaika have no judgment? There's no judgment day for Malaika.
Because Shaitan is not in the universe of Aql.
Ahsan. Because Shaitan is not in Alam Aql. There is no Shaitan in it. Yes.
I had a question like that. So, is it the limit of the quality of Shaitan which he is made of? He cannot enter the Alam Aql. Or he could enter the Alam Aql, but he did not. He chose not to.
No. I prefer to answer this question probably at the end of today's session, inshallah, because when we understand it, it's more is easier to explain it. So Shaitan does not exist in Alam Aql. It exists in Alam Wahm. And because it's in Alam Wahm, there is gravity. So what I mean by gravity? So let's say I'm sitting at home. And in my thinking, I'm thinking, oh my God, having money is so good, so much. Having a lot of money is such a good thing. I'm not thinking about any particular money. I'm just thinking, if I had money, I could have bought a big house, I could have done this, right? These are all in my thinking. These are not imagination, these are wahm. And then Shaitan starts to make me think, oh, what is? There's nothing wrong in having money. Look, again, I'm only thinking about individuality of money, what you can do with the money, right? If I give an example, if I think with myself when I'm at home, I say money is something that it can do a lot of things, it can, by which you can do all the things you need. This is in Alam Aql. But the moment I start to think about the money that I can buy a house with, the money I can buy a car with, this I'm coming down from Aql to Wahm. Then it has gravity, it comes down, then I say, oh, then I start to look at if I had the house, then I remember my own situation. Right? There is nothing wrong. I can have three houses. Why should I not have three houses? Why should I have only one house? Then I start to look at myself. Wahm, the particularity of wahm is brings things into yourself. Wahm is about self. Wahm is about man. Wahm is about I. Wahm is about ego. Wahm brings down the things about me, the person. So long as I think about so long as I think about love of a mother or love of a father to his children. This is in Alam Akh. Yeah, the love of a father. Every father loves his children. The moment I pay attention, I notice my own self, oh, how much I love my son. This is why. Immediately I have left Alam Akh. When do I leave Alam Akh? The moment I think about self, about an individual, about a person that's dropping down to Alam Akh. And then the moment that it comes down, it has gravity. It comes down to my own son. Oh, poor my son. He has got this problem. He doesn't have a house. How can I have money, make money for him? Then thinking goes, shaitan is running it. Goes to my, okay, what's wrong with this? Sell this fish a bit more expensive, then you can buy a house for Amir, and then sell this, I don't know, the other things that you said. Another, just add 20 more percent, you can do this with. So it justifies things. It has not taken my hand to write on my price $20, right? It has only made me think all of these things and put them together and make it a plan so that I can earn more money and so I can and do a lot of other things. So it has gravity. So long as I am in Alam Akh, I go back again and say, repeat it. And on Alam Akh, I'm thinking about the love of a father to his children. It's fantastic, nothing wrong with it. This is in Alam Akh.
Yeah. But when you think about giving sadaqah, shaitan interfere and let you think about something beyond you.
The moment it comes to your thinking that I have to give sadaqah, still you cannot say there is shaitan here. It comes to wahm definitely.
But shaitan can interfere.
Exactly. Shaitan from here can enter and say, why do you still have to give so much sadaqah? Yeah, you need it for your children, you need it for this, you need it for that. So shaitan can only enter from when it comes to wahm, which is about self, about me, about I, about us, right?
That means the when it interferes with your thinking.
No, the wahm is when interfere with yourself.
Yeah.
It comes out of that universal thing that what such a good thing is sadaqah, giving sadaqah is such a good thing, is recommended by Allah. This is all in Aqd. The moment you start to want, okay, now I want to give sadaqah, it's bad. Then shaitan comes in and do all of those things about it. Okay? Domain of Aqd is free of shaitan. So that's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, salawat I think something is those lines. Anni aslamtu shaitani, something like that exists. I've written it, if I look for it. Or shaitani aslam alayhi. But you all understand what it means, right? It means I made my shaitan Muslim. Prophet sallallahu alayhi says, I converted my shaitan to Islam. What does that mean? That means Prophet dominance in all his quwa, in all his potencies is Aql. There is no second that Prophet he forget about Aql. He's always, whatever he does, even when Prophet is eating, he eats it while he's in Alam Akh. What does that mean? That means he eats it because food is required for the body to keep this body going. That's the way he thinks about it. But I eat it because I feel hungry and I'm enjoying my food. See, there is a big difference between this eating and that eating. So when he eats, because of that, so he only eats enough for keeping his body going. He doesn't eat to enjoy it. Does it make sense?
Yes.
When the temptation starts from universal one and then comes down to chaos, please give me an example of how and then to mother.
It comes to khiyal, that means it comes, then you see a picture of a big house, nice house, right?
You don't have a picture at once.
No, it's not that. In while it's van, there is no picture. Once you started to think, oh, I bought that house, a house with a big lake in front of it. You have given a picture to your thinkings, right? That becomes khiyal. Then you go in Alam Mother, you want to go and buy, find something like that and buy it. Practically it becomes material. So whenever we notice the self, okay, I start temptation also, I what I said was about temptation. It starts from that, okay? I give a hadith from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can somebody tell me what time is it, please?
12 past 5.
Okay. لولا ان الشياطين يهومون على قلوب بني ادم لنظروا على ملكوت السماء. This is from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Had it not been that devils are around the hearts of sons of Adam, indeed they would see barzakh of the sky or the kingdom of God. Malikut, you all remember what was Malikut? Alam Malikut was which alam? Alam Khiyal, barzakh. Yes. Yeah, we do not see you usually, but just normally we cannot see alam Khiyal or alam barzakh. But why we cannot see? For because from there they call it kingdom of God. Why we cannot see? Because Shaitan is all the time surrounding us, surrounding our heart. There was another interesting hadith which very helpful. I should find this. That means if we are able to pass Alam Ba, then we can see Malikut Samawat.
So this another way for the human
being. Yeah, that's for the human being. Human being, that law is, I think that's the law of Taqid. Lanazaru,
yeah.
Indeed, human being can look at Malikut al-Samawat. There is another interesting hadith, I don't have it there, I read it here. Inna shaytana, let me write it if anyone wants. You don't have the pen, right?
Right.
You do. This hadith is very interesting, which is very helpful to understand more how to combat with shaitan. It is inna shaytana la yajri min ibn adam majra dam fatayazzaqu majarihi bil ju' fatazayyaqu majarihi bil ju'. Indeed shaitan, la yajri means when something is having a current, jarayon, you know, something which has current. And in this shaitan is current, you understand current, like a current of electricity, something which has got a continual presence, it's called current. In this shaitan is current in Ibn Adam, in human being. Majrad dam means dam is blood, means in his current of blood. And shaitan is available, is prevailing in a human being in his current of blood. فَتَزَيَّغُ, make it tight, make that current tight for him. With what? بِالْجُوعِ, with hunger. Do you understand what it meant? And indeed shaitan exists, prevails in insan in his blood current. Keep that current tight and try to close it by hunger. Understand?
Half of the
No. See, it says it's very clear. I don't know why am I not going saying it good enough so you don't understand it. It says Shaitan exists in insan through his blood current. What makes blood current?
Food.
Yeah, that's it.
Material.
But eating food, where it makes Shaitan. Shaitan is created by eating. Right?
Does it mean that when you're hungry you don't think of?
Well, you try it, you see in Ramadan how much less inclination you have to have towards any sin, isn't it? In Ramadan, usually people have less inclination to do any sin and they have more inclination to do good things. Because that is because of the hunger.
All the fights everywhere, or for the food, and people they invade out of the country for what?
What you say is right, but the point here is the moment eating starts. So I refer you to another part of the story of insan. Look, you know, in says insan was in Behesht. The moment ate, what happened? Was came down to this world. The moment it ate, that was a material eating. That because the moment we eat, all other shahwat are created from the shahwat of eating. Because eating is also part of shahwat. Shahwat is not only a sexual desire. That the general meaning of shahwat is that desire for eating is also called shahwat.
Can I ask you something? Yes. Those people, especially the Hindu people who have stayed from food for many days, that's what we have heard, and they get some sort of qualities in them.
Yeah.
Would you say that they are more close towards an apple than those Muslims who do practice life as a normal?
Yeah, what happens for those people who do go on hunger and those riyazat, they're called riyazat. They do, what happens, they in that universe of avalim, you look at, they go higher. They go to alam barzakh, they reach to barzakh, they can see, they can do a lot of things that we are amazed of. They can, but they cannot go beyond where shaitan exists. They can even go up to the wah. But Aql, I doubt it very much, because Aql is a pure universe. If anyone reaches to Alam Aql, he must understand a lot of things about, even about Imam Asumin and religion. There are a lot of urafa of Sunni sect. When they have done a lot of practice, I have seen their books myself, I have some of them at home, that you look, they talk about Abu Bakr and Omar, and you have no doubt they are Sunni. But in the meantime, you see they have about Mahdaviyat, they have about Imam al-Zaman, they have about... What happens? After a level, if you enter that alam, you have to see the reality. The reality is not more than one. So they start to see the haqiqat, the reality, but because they have lived in an era and an environment of Sunnism, they have not come and changed. Okay, they could have not gone and bluntly say condemn anybody in their previous beliefs. But I have got books at home that even you may have heard of Maulaviya, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi. It's very famous. A lot of good poetry of Masnavi. Why you don't know? Because I heard that even Afghanis, they have a lot of respect for him.
But overall, I heard from all Sunnis, they said they do believe in Mahdi. they do believe in 15 thoughts.
No, they do, but they have a different. They think Mahdi is not born even yet. They agree. They accept the whole concept. So when somebody, your answer is when they reach, they do not go to Alam Aql. If they go to Alam Aql and they are free from Shaitan, then they should see the reality.
For my understanding that when people become hungry, the Shaitan will control more than what he when he's not so, but he's normal. I mean, when people starving for the hunger, that is why Ali Islam, he said, if the hunger is a man, I will kill him. Because this one, somebody is hungry, the Shaitan comes to us, he can't go and eat. He can go and steal things. He can go and rip things. You know, because he's hungry. But he's hungry, the Shaitan will be controlled.
No, Abu Nur, what we are talking is not a starving, it's a hunger that you control, the hunger that you give to yourself. It's different from a starvation. Yes, that's a different thing.
If you have food in front of you and you prefer not to eat, then eating. But in otherwise, of course, he is very rare, and that again, that clears up the confusion further, that someone is deprived of food, he doesn't have any food.
So, but this is as opposed, that hunger that we are talking here is not a starvation, number one. Number two is as opposed to that eating that you keep eating, right? When you keep eating, of course, we all have experienced, the more eating, the more those things that you spoke of, ghazab and shahwat and shaitaniyat, will become alive in human being. Whereas, remember, you that, for instance, when you are fasting in Ramadan, in Maha Ramadan, do you have all the feelings that you say, do you have it? Do you feel like you want to go and steal something? You don't feel that. Because that's a controlled hunger and certain principles. For instance, the hunger that is said in, is recommended, even not during the fasting, even just as a normal dietary recommendation, we have that eat twice a day, and between the two eating, don't eat anything. That gives that hunger that one needed, that is what I call it a safe hunger. This is different from starvation. What? Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure now. I cannot tell you the exact
hadith.
This is we read that hadith. Inna shaitana la yajri min ibn adama.
From
yes, that is hadith. So majrad dam. So we concluded that this is clearly saying shaitan is by eating. It's created by eating. Okay. I said this as well. So Allama Hassan Zadeh has got a very nice saying. He says, insan is such a creature that, the nafs is such a creature, nafs of insan, that if you kill 124,000 prophets in front of him and say, okay, now please leave me alone. If you do qurbani of killing of 124,000 of prophets of Allah for nafs and say, tell him, I do this and you leave me alone. You do it, he still wants more. And he says, the only thing which can control this, nafs is so wild, it does not stop anywhere. The more you give it to it, the more it wants, isn't it? This is the experience of every individual. And if you give so much up to killing of all the prophets of Allah, it doesn't leave you alone. The only thing which can stop it is hunger. But that hunger of starvation that make you feel wild, you want to go and... that is only as much as you take and eat, that's enough. If that's only for eating. Otherwise, that type of feeling which is created from starvation is not a feeling that you want to do all those crime acts which you can do with full stomach. If you eat all the time and if you... not only you eat with a lot of tanabbu and diversity and you feed your nafs. Feeding the nafs, which is makes all these things become, make the nafs so wide that it does not stop anywhere. So is it more clear, Abu Nur, that the starvation thing, it does not, though it makes you do sin and to steal one thing, but when you eat and you become, okay, then you're fine, you go back and you don't do it again for another time that you become that much hungry. Yes.
What do you mean by when you said eating with tanabu?
Tanabu means eating so many things, diversity, you have variety of foods in your dish.
My question is, again, this question comes in my mind quite often, that these Westerners in the Western countries, they are so health conscious, they do diet, they are very careful about eating, and still they have the desires everywhere. So where can we link this formula towards having superiority of apple over material?
No, I just told you, so long as you are, even if by the time, even if they reach the alam wah, which is very high alam, still shaitan can be with them. They are not free of shaitan.
So they are more capable of controlling the wah because of their habits, maybe?
Definitely they get a lot of strengths. If you keep the hunger gives a lot of strengths. And the good example was those Hindus that you said. So I think I have said, but of course this is part one of shaitan. Next week we will have another part of shaitan. I made it in two parts. But remember, all of these things I said about wahm, it was not to condemn wahm. I was not telling wahm is something bad. I was just telling how it is. Because after all, Allah has created, wherever there is a talk of human being, there is a talk of shaitan as well, and there is a talk of wahm. Otherwise, it was just to explaining it. It wasn't to say wahm is something, because shaitan is sultan of wahm, shaitan is the king of wahm, it doesn't mean wahm is something, you know, bad, you shouldn't have it.
Okay, so there comes another thing, that if you commented that, you don't actually admit it, that wahm is part of universal wahm, then it shouldn't be part of universal wahm, because shaitan is the king of wahm, right?
No, what I said is the lower part of it, because the reason is they have very similar nature. A lot of times one would think when you're doing something with you're using your wah, a lot of times you think you're using your mind, your intellect, while it's wah. They have similar nature. Nature of it are very similar to each other. So as I said, if you remember, but the way I explain it is, you have the meaning of something, but in Akh you have the meaning of a general thing, not about any individual phone. The very meaning of this individual phone is in Wah, but universality of phone is in Akh. They have similar nature.
Does it have any relation to the possession, the feeling of possession? My...
Yeah, that's bad. Immediately.
If you detach yourself from me and my, does things become universal?
So that practicing, that getting rid of this feeling of mine, this is mine, this is, that is, that should become mine, my sons, my wife, myself, right? That the thing, trying to get rid of this feeling, is working towards going to Alam Akh, working towards that. That's why it is said that, I remember this from Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, he used to say, if all the prophets were existing today in one place, they would never have any fight, any quarrel, any problem, because they all, this is from me, not from him, this part, because they are all aql dominant, they are not in wahm, they are not in alam wahm. In alam aql there is no shaitan, there is no problem. All these one thing more, and then and trying to deprive others from other, from things, it is below of wahm and comes to alam matter, to alam madde. And a hadith from Prophet sallallahu, I forgot to say this, that no, never shaitan becomes mutamassil. You know, I've told you about tamassul. Tamassul becomes portrait.
Take the image
of something. That's tamassul. Prophet sallallahu says, man ra'ani faqad ra'ani fa inna shaitana la yumassalu bi. Means whoever sees me in the dream, for instance, he has only seen me. He cannot be shaitan in my... to make himself look like me, because Prophet is insan kamil, right? Perfect human. So So I'll finish and leave the thing for the second session of next week. And if there's any question, I answer. If not, Shaitan himself? Look like somebody?
Yeah,
it can. As I said, this is not in the nature of Shaitan to look like human being, but he can. It can be made like that. That is a tamasul. It can be. It can look like human being.
It was in the day of the princess.
Yes.
The Shaitan. He was in the image of someone.
Someone, yeah.
He can move from
this island to another island. Yeah, but he cannot be in Alam Akh, of course. Yeah. That's right.
So, in
hadith,
you mean that
Shaitan
cannot have a tamassul in
Alam Akh? No, in tamassul like prophet.
Okay.
He cannot make himself look like prophet. So a very important conclusion was, as I said, I repeat it, wherever there is a talk of insan, there is shaitan too. So we don't have any verse in Quran. If you look at wherever there is a talk of creation of insan, there is immediately talk of shaitan. And of course they say there is also, of course when they say insan means Adam and Hawa both, doesn't matter which one. And now probably if you take this story in the universal meaning of the story, look at the universal meaning of the story in Quran, then you are not probably so much after that to know, okay, how was Hawa created and how did he marry Adam and because these are mostly they are in Alam Akh, they are in universe, they have universal meaning. Adam is a universal being. Do you understand?
It's not a particular person that lives in some time.
You can think of it. Maybe, I'm not sure, I'm just giving you another notion of things, that maybe this is only a universal being. But remember, it's subject that you immediately, because universal being is in Alam Akh. And you do, because we are used to think anything in Alam Akh does not exist. But it does exist. Right? But whether it exists in this Alam, you can think about it.
Adam and Eve.
I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm saying, think about it. Could it be that this is only a universal meaning of Adam and Eve?
Like the prophet Adam?
No prophet. Because Adam, remember, Adam in Quran, the way he talks about it, the dialogue with Shaitan
in Jannah,
that can be a very universal meaning only. I have to say that I have not heard this, I have not read this anywhere. So don't, this is only what I think. This is something that you can think about. Because the whole issue of a lot of this, all these things that we read about, the purpose is we ponder upon them and try to understand them, try to see how are they possible, how are they used. So one of the notions of issue of Adam and Shaitan for me is always, I think, could this be only universal stories, or whether there is an Adam who has come on the earth? I give this story especially for Arab language people. This is a definition of Wahm. It's not hadith, it's from one of the ulama. Definition of Wahm. Definition of Iblis. Iblisun huwa al-quwwatul wahmiyyatul kulliyah. Al-Iblisun huwa al-quwwatul wahmiyyatul kulliyah allati fi alamul kabir. Again, Iblisun huwa al-quwwatul wahmiyyatul kulliyah allati fi alamul kabir. Yeah. That's a definition of Iblis. Yes.
don't know if it's supposed to be would you be able to give a point, like what's the point of having what's the reason, main reason for having Alan May or what's the reason to have
what is?
Yeah, what's the main point? Why would you have it?
If you don't have it, you lost a malaika. Why? I mean, Allah had malaika. He didn't need to bring another malaika. As I said, the moment the issue of Adam exists, human being exists, issue of shaitan is with him. That you have heard probably, there are many hadiths that when any child which is born, seven shaitan is born with him. These hadiths, one side of meaning is we think somebody really is born, or because the moment that insan, that child is linked to the milk of the mother, eating starts, and with eating, من ابن آدم مجرى الدم. It starts in the blood. In look at that. إن الشيطان ليجري من ابن آدم مجرى الدم. That is in the blood. What makes the blood? Food. So what creates shaitan? Shaitan is created by food.
Can I get my answer now?
Yeah.
The question is I asked earlier. Was Shaitan capable of going into Adam and Apple, or was he restricted by his creation, like his?
I refer you to this. Go and think about this. This is very much related to what I just said. Go and think whether these are universal. These stories, universal stories, are only universal at the Alam Akh.
Okay.
Right?
No.
Awnur is very important.
This word comes from somebody, he said, don't do mistakes, don't do the right, you do this name word when we say to anybody, don't do, let's say, comes with mistakes or doubt or not exactly or I'm not sure, this is what comes to this bracket.
Abu Nur, as I said in one of the sessions that I remember you were present as well, when we do this study of anfusi understanding, those meaning of a lot of words that we knew before, we have to put them aside. Not that you have to forget them, but you have to learn. We have to learn new meaning for them. So these words, for instance, you know, me and you, we both knew what is khiyal. Okay, we knew what is matter, but now we are finding new meanings for matter, how it relates to khiyal and how relates to how khiyal relates to aql. So wham, I know, I have seen it myself. Wham, I have used it as well many times, like something unreal.
Yes.
This is mohum. We say in Farsi, it is mohum. Tazino Umur for what? Translate for what word?
For the one. For the shade, Iblis.
Yes. Ahsan, yes, definitely. Yes. I agree with that.
But this is very close to Ahsan. Very close. I mean, this is one of the
between Khiyal and Ahsan. He said, it is related to Ahsan. But it is Tazino Umur. For example, Shaitan, it is, you know, make you that see, this thing is nice, good for you, but it is not good. So
Shaitan lives in Alam Wah. And as I said, let's get from here again. The universal meaning. Do you remember the word? Ma'ghul. Something which becomes ma'ghul for you. What you do tajarrud of to something, to anything, to my computer. Do tajarrud about it. Right? In your tajarrud, you go one level up, you go to this picture of it. You only see the picture. You don't have it here, right? Then you do another level up, you go, forget about Vahm now. Go to Alam Aql. In Alam Aql, what you know about, you do not look at my computer. You close your eyes and think, you think about computer and what it does. What is a computer made for? You can imagine that in your, you have a meaning as a whole in your mind for computer. Put that meaning that you have for your computer, put it into my computer. That's Vahm. immediately becomes bad. They are so close, it's difficult to distinguish them. Then you have no computer in mind when you think about what is computer doing for you. Computer is doing all those things, all those software calculations. I don't know, there's not one word to say for a computer. There are many things, but all those many things exist in your mind. Right? If you want to talk it out, probably it takes you 20 minutes to describe it. But as a whole, you know, when I refer to it, you know what I mean. That thing that is referred in your mind to, for computer, that's ma'aqul. Tajarrud in level of aqli, ma'aq. But give the same thing to this computer. But not picture, still no picture. In your mind, think about that thing that computer does, but think about my computer. Say it's computer. Say it's computer which does the same thing that any other computer does. That is in alam ba. But implications, what are masadiq? You want masadiq now, okay? Masadiq of it is, as I said, I gave you an example of, you think, when you think how computer is good, what things it does, and you think about the things it does, that is in alam al. Then you bring it down to alam al, you give it to a computer in computer shop. You look at the computer shop and look at what it does. Such a good things it does. This big computer, ooh, it is 2.8 megahertz processor, and it has got 1,000 gigabytes. And then when you imagine, when you visualize, not visualize, when giving picture, bringing all those abilities in mind from your alam al, you give it to this computer in the shop, that becomes vah. The moment you start to think, oh, if I can have this computer, these are all in vah. What if I can have this computer? It's very good to have this computer. Then you are brought it down immediately. You are falling down very quickly. Falling down from alam al to alam al wahm and lower al awalim is very easy. In fact, going up, climbing up, reaching to alam al is very difficult. It takes a lot of work, and I don't know whether we can get there even a minute a day or not. So I don't know. I'm sorry. My understanding explanation is not good enough. But
what about why is more than
Sense intuitive is what, as I said, Professor Chittick has used. I've written it here. Sense intuition.